So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
What's up, Deep Divers? Thank you for joining me. This is another episode of Deep Dive Musings. My name is Adam Roa, and today is the morning of the Sydney show. And I'm super stoked about that because there's a pretty great turnout of people for Sydney based on ticket sales. And we've had a few days off to rest and relax. And today's the day we get the show back on the road, so to say. And if you're listening to this and you're in Sydney tonight, 7 p.m., you can get your tickets at adamroa.com/tickets. And for those of you who are in or around Perth, this Saturday, November 18th, is our final show in Australia. We are going to finish up with Perth, and we would love for you Perthians to show up in full force. If you're in Perth and you are going, make sure you tell a friend about it. Bring them along, because this is probably the last time we're bringing this particular show to Australia. I doubt that I bring this in its current format to this country again. We'll do a couple other countries, so you'll have to travel a lot further to get there if you're in Sydney or Perth. And I wanted to talk today just briefly about, you know, something that me and the crew have talked about while traveling. And that is that while the show is called Permission to Think Freely, one of our goals with the show and for ourselves on this tour is that we give ourselves and give others permission to feel fully. And I want to talk about that today because the feeling of emotions, the actual feeling of them, is how we heal. And I think that oftentimes what happens is that our biological minds, which are predisposed to protect ourselves from pain at a physical level, just like all animals, our brains will work to avoid painful stimulus. And what happens is that in this day and age, our emotional stimulus, our emotional beliefs and unconscious belief patterns, we protect those as if they were a part of our physical identity, as if they're a part of our physical body. And so there's actually something called the backfire effect, which I've talked about before on this podcast, where someone questioning or challenging our belief systems that we identify with, our brain reacts the same in the amygdala. It responds the same as if we're being physically threatened. And so, yeah, our brain is predisposed and has evolved now to avoid emotional pain as if it was physical pain. And the issue with that is that the emotional pain, if we're avoiding it, if we're not willing to feel it, it begins to store in our system. It begins to store in our bodies, and we are unable to heal the wounds that are there, that are the feed. They're the spark. They're the fire that's actually burning underneath, and we may feel the burning of it. We may feel that pain, and yet we're not putting out the fire if we're not willing to actually feel it all the way through. And so why is that the case? Why is it the case that we may avoid feeling fully? Well, I think it's a pretty obvious one in general. Most of the time it's going to be fear. It's going to be real fear that if we feel fully, that we won't be okay on the other side. If we feel fully, it won't ever stop. if we feel fully that it may change us forever. And I believe that when we are given some form of support, when we have some level of hope and trust that we're okay, that the idea of going into that emotional experience, the idea of allowing ourselves to fully feel, doesn't become as scary and intimidating, because it's being outweighed by our feeling of trust. It's why I think that the major religions are as prominent as they are, is because what those major religions do, every single one of them, it doesn't matter which one you can choose, but what every single one of them does is it gives people hope that they're supported through all of it. Every single one of the major religions gives people hope that in some way, shape, or form, there is support for them. They're not alone in this. And so that's a huge part of this show. And more importantly, that's a huge part of what I'm here to do on this planet and what I aim to do with something like this podcast or a Facebook Live, is give people permission to feel fully, and going a step further, empowering people to feel fully. Empowering them through a reminder that they are seen, heard, and loved. That they are supported. That they're not alone. That we're all going through similar experiences. I mean, think about something that so many people feel is entirely out of their control and can knock people fully off their center, which is the death of a loved one. Imagine someone very close to you that means so much to you passes away. And when that person passes away, you experience the deepest level of sadness and pain that you've ever experienced in your life. And at a certain point, say, that's enough. I don't want to feel this anymore. And so you shut down your energy body, you shut down your emotional systems to that pain and that sadness. And does that mean that that pain and that sadness is gone? No. Those emotions that have now been shut off, the valve has been turned off. They're now just sitting in the body, storing in the cellular memory, creating deeper and deeper belief patterns. The world is full of pain. Don't fall in love because you'll lose it. I'm a victim. I will lose those I love. These belief patterns are belief patterns I've seen show up in clients that I've worked with. They're not uncommon. And so the unwillingness to continue feeling creates a backlog of the emotional experience that will impact your life. It will have some form of influence over the thoughts and behaviors that you have on this planet. And I know this from personal experience. Going into an ayahuasca ceremony or one of my sexual healing sessions or many other forms that don't involve plant medicines, but many other forms of healing ceremonies, where experiences that I had at an early age or experiences I had in my early 20s were unleashed, they were unlocked, and I felt them so fully and so painfully as if they were happening all over again. Even deeper, because when they did happen, I wasn't willing to feel as deeply as I am now. And now, when I think back on it. Let's use the example of a lost loved one. When you think back on that loved one, do you still feel pain? Like, do you get that pang in your heart? Do you get a physical sensation of sadness? And now the question becomes, are you in resistance to it? Because Joseph Campbell describes bliss as a feeling fully felt. A feeling fully felt. Any feeling. Because sometimes a cry can feel really good. The reason and sometimes yelling and screaming in a healthy way can feel really good. And the reason I believe that it feels really good is because you're healing. You're moving that energy out of your body. And so when you think back on the loved one that's lost, if you're still having pain in your heart and your mind says, I don't want this pain anymore. I wish that this person was still there. That's where your suffering comes from. There's a difference between pain and suffering. Suffering comes from the resistance to what is. So are you in resistance to the sadness you feel? Because that resistance is what's going to cause you to shut down the processing of that emotion. When you feel the pain of a lost loved one and it's still present for you, that may be because you wish they were still here. Being in resistance to the fact that they're gone. It may be because you're missing them more on one particular day. And yet then, if you think about the other option available, there's the option to think about this loved one and have your heart expand into joy and appreciation. When you think back on them, you can think back on the times that you had together and smile and cry tears of joy. The emotional experience you have is within your control. And that sadness specifically, in my experience, comes from the resistance. It comes from wanting them to still be here. It comes from an unwillingness at some level to accept that they're not here anymore. And the processing of that emotion, bringing this back and winding this down, the real allowance of feeling, deep, powerful feeling, and moving that energy through your system, allowing yourself to do that, is going to give you the healing that can allow you then to be in the space of gratitude and joy and love. And so I hope that this podcast has given you a perspective on it, or just, even if you knew this perspective, maybe just given you a bit of encouragement to feel, to allow yourself the space and give yourself the permission to feel fully. The world will be a better place because of your courage. Thank you for listening. Thank you for continually showing up and being willing to face off with yourself, so that you can be the best you can possibly be. I appreciate you. You are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.